This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to Fort Site Fieldhouse. I'm here with, I'll let you introduce yourself.
Brenda Wendell and Christy Toby.
All right. And they are going to be announcing the game for us. And if they think they are willing to do it some more, we'll have them do as many games as they want. Because otherwise, you're going to have to listen to me, and that isn't the best for everybody. So we're still about 6 minutes away from the national anthem and so forth. You want to go over what's coming up this week? Well, today, so that'll be Thursday. Yep, sorry, I didn't cross that other stuff off.
So on Thursday, volleyball will host Coldwater here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Friday, football is going to host Coldwater. The pregame show will start at 6:40. Saturday, volleyball has an invitational at Lehman Catholic. Three matches. First match will begin at 9 a.m.
Yep, that's that. The last I saw, they had games set for 9, 10, and 11, but I can't get the Lehman Catholic people to tell me where it is, whether we're playing in two different gyms, and if that. But I haven't found that 9, 10, 11 game schedule again. It was on Facebook, and then I can't find where it was. So we'll know later in the week when it is. So that's the things that's coming up. Indians are coming in at three wins, no losses, and Jake County's coming in at 2-2. Did you girls get a chance to watch some of the JV match?
I did watch a little bit. They came out strong on that first set and won. The second set, they were down and came back and won that second set.
I think we might have been down 17-16, 18-17, something like that. It was late. We were still down a point. But we came back. Let me see. I wrote it down here somewhere. Is that 25-8? 25-19 is what we ended up winning by. So finished it out strong. But it wasn't looking real strong for us there for a while, was it?
Nope. I think our serving finally came up a little bit, and they struggled a little bit, and then came back and got it.
Yep. So Christy, have you watched any of the contests, or did you watch the JV close? What have you seen out of our Indians?
The JV has a couple of freshmen, but they're coming on strong, and they'll get it together. A few injured, so hopefully we can get them in a couple weeks and keep going. But, yeah, I think the JV looks really good. Varsity, I think we looked the part. Let's see how we come together tonight. Yep.
No, I don't think you girls got down to Arcanum on Thursday, but that was the first set. We looked like we'd never played before. We were down 21-7.
Oh my!
Then we outscored them. 12-3.
Wow.
12-4 to end the game. So we ended up just barely losing 25-19 in that first set, and then starting at that point when we started dominating the tail end of it. Couldn't get there to win, but did that, and then we played really well the rest of the game. We dominated the second set and played not quite dominated. I think they got 15 points on us in the second set, 11 in the first, and I think they got 17 or 18 in the last one, might even got up to 20. It was hard fought, but we were able to come away with a four-set victory, so that's the only set we've lost this year. We've done very well against St. Mary's, did very well against Arcanum, Now, St. Mary's played Coldwater last night. I didn't see the numbers, but I think Coldwater beat them in three. They were similar numbers to what ours were last week to the, as far as the scores. So, and we have Coldwater coming in here Thursday. So that's kind of the comparison we have. But
yeah, that'll be a big back game for us.
Yeah, and you know, Coldwater always has a great program, and Arcanum has had the last bunch of years. You know, it'll be interesting to see how it all works out. So any other kind of thoughts of what you think this one's going to turn out to be? Jay County usually is tough as nails, aren't
they? They usually bring a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, so, and they have a pretty good crowd here. Of course, this is, except for maybe South Adams, this is their closest game. So, you know, why wouldn't they pack it?
Yeah.
And anytime we play them in a sport, it's usually pretty packed. So,
we're going to have to come out scrappy and
yes,
go for it.
Yeah, we better start better than we did against Arcanum on Thursday last week, because or whatever day that was, and otherwise we're going to be in a little bit of trouble. So we have to get it going. So
our Jay County Patriots' head coach is Amy Dillon, with assistant coaches Kaylee Osterhall and I'm not sure if that's C.R. Dillon.
Yep, I think.
And our Lady Indians are head coach with Travis Guggenbeller, assisted by Kaya Bruns, Tiffany McEldowney, and Dawn Willman.
Yep. So, looks like they're getting ready for the national anthem. We're going to take a break. Again, we're going to apologize for not being able to go live. We cannot get an internet connection here. You probably have no chance of hearing us, but WPGW seems to be on the air. We can't get on the air, so it is not connecting for us, and we can't call our engineer because we can't get a phone call out with no internet. So we'll take a break, hear a few messages from some of our sponsors, get the introductions and the national anthem. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change, because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe. Hey. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch, located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting Tribe Football and Volleyball on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Roll Tribe!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
They are announcing our starting lineup for Jay County right now. And now they're heading over to the Fort Recovery side to announce our starters on that Fort Recovery side. We got
Kayla Garkey,
Kenna
Deuce,
Cameron
Mullenkamp, Bryn Willman, Cadence
Ramsey,
Haley Easton,
number 26, Alexis Freezy.
Alexis Freezy.
She's coached by Travis Kupendorf.
Just an FYI, Chuck does have us on the air. So we're live on WFRC, The Tribe, and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We simulcast FortRecoveryRadio.com. And so we are on the air, and we are also recording. So either way, we may keep losing our internet connection. We had all kinds of internet problems. WPTW had them, and they got theirs solved. And looks like we're going to be able to bring you the entire game. But even if we can't, we are recording it, so it will be in the archives if we lose our connection. So looks like we're just about ready to get going here, girls. What are you kind of thinking? Don't see yet who's going to serve first, us or them. But I think you girls mentioned it earlier. We need to get off to a good start.
So our starter lineup is number 12 over at Jay County, Lydia Johnson, a 23, Amelia Heath, number 5, Ella Rigby, a number 1, Haley Sweeterman, a number 9, looks like she might be out there,
yep,
which is Brenna Schmiesing,
and
number 15 is Emery Forthover. The libero, which will be coming in here shortly, is number 4, Carly Trinidad. That's your starting lineup for Jay County on the away side. And we're about to find out who's going to get this.
Looks like Jay County's going to serve.
And number 1 for Jay County is serving Haley Schwederman. Looks like...
Digged up by Garkey, set by Easton, and out or in. Cameron hit it down.
We got a sub on Fort Recovery, number 10, Hope Evers going in. And we had Kenna Deuce come out. Our servers is Cameron Mullenkamp right now, back for the Fort Recovery side.
I wonder if they've seen this kind of knuckleball. They played it okay.
We had a hit and a kill by Jay County's number 9, Brenna Schmiesing.
Yep. Garkey couldn't dig it out.
Score is 1-1.
Yep.
Substitution on Jay County. 15 goes in for their libero, which is Emery Forthover.
12 back to serve.
We had a...
Cameron Mullenkamp, Ranley.
And we had a hit out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Point Jay County.
Yep, hit a little too long.
Jay County serving number 12 again. She's going to serve, and it's dug up by Kayla Garkey, and a hit by Hope Evers. And it's down on the line. Point for Fort Recovery.
That was right in that far corner. That was perfect.
We got Kayla Garkey going back to serve for Fort Recovery right now. Scores 2-2. And the ball is going up, and Kayla gets it over and in. And hit by number 9 on Jay County. Fort Recovery dug that up. Number 12 just hit that on Fort Recovery's side, dug up by Jay County.
And we, Ranley to Garkey to Easton. Oh, back on the Fort Recovery side. Jay County scores.
Good block by the blockers for Jay County.
Substitution for Jay County. Number 3 is going in for 23. Bailey Gasper is going in, and she's going back to serve for Jay County. And she serves that ball, and it's in for Fort Recovery, dug up by Cameron, and a hit by Bryn out of bounds.
It was a nice set. She just kind of got a little too much under it.
Bailey Gasper is back to serve for Jay County again. And dug up by Cameron Mullenkamp, and a hit.
Ranley.
Blocked by Jay County, comes down on Fort Recovery's side.
Yeah, Ranley set a nice one for Bryn, and she hit it great, but right into the blockers and back to us. 5-2 Patriots.
That was a dig up by Hope Evers.
And you can't do nothing with it.
Point Jay County.
Yep, got a little too close to the net and wasn't able to get it over. So they're dominating us right now. We have to break this a little bit.
Dug up by Hope Evers, and a hit by Bryn down on the ground.
Another nice set by Ranley, and Bryn just pounded it down the floor.
Go ahead.
Haley for Fort Recovery. Haley Easton's back to serve right now. And it was touched the net and rolled over on Jay County's side. Ace point for Haley Easton there for Fort Recovery. It's now we have Fort Recovery's 4, Jay County 6. Jay County dug that serve up and hit by 15, blocked by Fort Recovery. And it's a lot of back and forth at the net.
Yes, it is.
And Jay County saved it. Back over on Fort Recovery's side. And another
Bryn,
hit by Bryn. Hit and blocked. Came down on Fort Recovery's side.
Yep, Bryn had a nice hit back from their kill. But she got it kind of up. Hope Evers went over to get it and kind of tripped. So otherwise, she would have gotten a hold of that, and maybe we could have done something with that.
Jay County served.
Great volley.
Cameron up. Ranley down.
Yep.
Kaden Ranley just put that ball on Jay County side. Yep. Point Fort Recovery.
See all the football boys over there.
Substitution. We got Kenna Deuce just came in for Hope Evers. And Kenna Deuce is serving back there.
Cameron with a nice block down on Jay County side, and we're back to serve again. Yep. Kenna's serving.
They tried to get a big old smash on us, but we blocked it right back to them. Let's get tied up here.
Jay County dug that serve up and tried to hit
over.
Didn't make that over. Point
yep.
Fort Recovery. We are now tied 7-7.
I think that their hit to us hit the Candy King, but regardless, I think we hit it back to them, so it's tied. Here we go.
serve, and it was out, so Jay County ball.
A little bit long.
Yep. Too many Wheaties this morning.
Jay County's number four, the libero's back there, Carly Trinidad. She is back to serve, and it goes up, and she serves over, and we just shanked that ball off. Off Fort Recovery's arms. So that will be a point for Jay County. 7 Fort Recovery, 9 to Jay County. Carly Trinidad's back serving again. And it's over and in. We dug that up. And Brynn had a hit. They saved it. We got it back. And Caden Ranley just hit that over for... they couldn't retrieve it.
Yep.
Point for recovery.
Into their blockers and straight sideways out of bounds. Get it tied up here, Brynn. Let's get a big run.
And Brynn.
Yep.
Brynn Wilman just served that for an ace serve.
Yep. They thought it was going to be long, and they stepped out of the way, and it stayed in by about a foot.
She's serving again. It's now tied 9-9. Brynn puts that serve up, and it's over and in. Jay County dug it up and put it back on Fort Recovery's side, and we could not get it over, and we went under the net on the Jay County side, so point Jay County.
Yep.
Jay County has a substitution. 23 is going in for number 3, and Fort Recovery had a libero in number 9 come out.
We have two liberos, so playing back and forth. Up with Mullenkamp, Tagarki, over, and Jay County slammed it down.
A little miscommunication.
Yep.
I don't know. Looked to me like Jay County might have touched that net with her hand when they hit that down. But
that should be 11-9 now. Yep, they just changed it.
Jay County serving number 5.
To Mullenkamp, to Ranley. Mullenkamp with the kill and down. Point for recovery.
Yep.
Cameron had that line drive shot down. We got Caden Ranley serving.
Let's see if she can get about 5 or 6 in a row here and see if we can take control of it. We're down 1.
Jay County dug that up and...
ooh. Whoops.
Number 1 slammed it to the ground.
Haley
Schwederman.
That was a shot.
Haley just hit that down.
That was a shot.
He's a jumper.
Haley Schwederman for Jay County's back serving right now. And she serves over and in. We dug it up, and we now hit it. They blocked it. We're back playing it. Jay County dug it up. Cameron just took a hit and down on the Jay County side. Point for Fort Recovery.
Another one just barely inbounds on the side.
Fort Recovery's got a substitution. Hope Beavers is going in.
We're down 1.
Cameron Mullenkamp back to serve.
If she can get this knuckleball serve to dive at the right spot.
Up and over. Jay County with it up. And Darkey to Ranley to Easton. Didn't make it over.
Yep.
Jay County ball.
So they go back to 13-11 lead.
Fort Recovery's down by 2. Jay County's got Lydia Johnson back at the serve line right now. And it was over and in, and Fort Recovery could not put the ball back over to them.
Yep.
Point they're blocking us.
Yep.
Point Jay County.
Hit it right into their block, and they got it back to us and down before we could get under control.
Lydia Johnson served that over, and Fort Recovery's played it up. Hope Evers just took a kill right down that line.
Wow, same
very
thing that Cameron did twice.
So got Fort Recovery a point.
We need to get a service run going here. We need to get
back. Kayla's back
control.
Serving. Oh, net serve and over. Jay County's playing it. We got Garkey to Ranley to Brynn. Jay County picked that up. Back and forth. Oh, and not the save.
Great. Let's get it across. There we go.
And Corey probably saved that. Jay County hit it in our back corner.
Yep. They,
nobody there.
They had a really nice set. We were still scrambling and trying to get under control and couldn't get there. It's 15-12. Indians are going to take a timeout. We'll take a little timeout with them. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
We are back on. We're coming back out of that timeout. I'm hoping Travis said something to them girls and
get them fired up. We got to get this going. I don't know if there's certain things we need to do.
We got Jay County a little confused over there right now.
We're playing okay. We're not playing great like we have in the past, but this might be the best team we've played.
After the timeout, Jay County doesn't know who is serving. So we've got a lineup check here and a substitution here. Not sure what's going on. Number three for them is coming in, a Bailey Gasper, and she's going back to serve. Jay County just put the ball up to serve, and it is good. Fort Recovery
Darby
played it.
To Ramley to Hope, and she can't get it over.
Yep. I don't know if it didn't go over or if they blocked it right back to us, but either way, it's now 4-point deficit.
Yeah, 12-16. Fort Recovery is down. Jay County just served again.
Darkey to Ramley to Hope Evers again, and Hope that time takes care of it. Jay County couldn't get it.
That was a rocket shot.
Great hit down there. Jay County shanked that off, and point Fort Recovery, 13-16.
And Haley Easton back to serve.
And she puts the ball up, and the serve is good.
Jay County with three hits and puts it in our back corner, and we can't get to that. So Jay County ball.
17-13. Jay County's ahead by four now. Jay County server is number nine, Brenna Schmeezy. She's going to put that ball up, and the serve is good.
Mohnkamp to Garkey to back to Mohnkamp.
Jay County played it, and the Schwederman girl hits it, but got blocked by Fort Recovery.
Easton to Ranley to Hope Evers, and she hits it out. Jay County ball.
A little bit under it.
Point Jay County, so we're at 18-13 for Jay County's ahead.
We need to, we can't let them get too far ahead of us here. This is a tough point in the game.
Ranley, Bryn back.
And a cross shot over.
That was a good one.
Cross hit over, cross court, and point Fort Recovery.
Jay County was not ready for that. They were all over the place, not in the right spot.
We got subs on both sides. Kenna Deuce came in on Fort Recovery side.
Kenna's back to serve.
Serve is up and good. Jay County returns it.
Deuce to Ranley to Mohnkamp. Back over.
And a Bryn. Hit by Bryn.
And
down.
Down.
Point Fort Recovery.
A nice little tip over, and Jay County struggled.
Nice try by Ola Rigby, but she just barely got her hand on it.
Kenna Deuce back to serve again.
18-15, Patriots.
Serve is good. And looks like Jay County did return that.
Mohnkamp to Ranley to Mohnkamp. Tip by Jay County.
Jay County's got their hands on it. And Schwederman got a head of a hit on that ball. And
Mohnkamp going again.
Oh, man.
They're getting him in that back corner, yep. And we just can't get it.
Yeah, Schwederman pushed that in our back corner.
Yeah, we got a hand on it, but it went backwards.
Schwederman just came out so for Jay County.
They say the first team to 20 almost always wins. They have 19. We have 15.
Got to stop them.
Jay County serves. The Carly Trinidad served, and that serve was good. Court recovery picked it up, and Cameron pushed that over, and it fell to the ground. So point court recovery. We got Bren Willman back for court recovery to serve. 16-19. Court recovery's down by 3. Serve is good, and Jay County shanks that ball off. Point court recovery.
Shanked it back to the wall. I like the baseball or football guys are over there doing the little dance that the
volleyball girls
that the bench
do.
Girls do.
Yeah.
There's about 10 of them over there doing
court recovery serves, and it's good. Jay County played it this time.
Oh, we had a nice block. Back up, girls. Oh, out of bounds.
And out. Jay County hits that ball out of bounds. So
a little bit wide. Here we come.
Point for four recovery. We are now 18-19.
If we get two in a row, we're the first ones to 20.
Bren back to serve.
Nice serve. Jay County is handling it down.
We picked that up.
Ramel, Ranley, and Mullenkamp.
Jay County is trying to put that over, and they got it, and we saved it.
We did save it.
Got it back over on Jay County. Side court recovery just pushed it over to Jay County, and they did not get it.
Recovery scores.
Ranley takes that point on over across on the second hit.
Point court
recovery.
They
were not ready.
Yeah.
And it is tied, 19-19, and it is timeout. Jay County. We'll be back in just a minute with probably the thrilling finish of this. We might even have a couple more timeouts. Back in a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are a local dealer for GE and Hot Point Appliances and also carries Radio Shack Electronics. They've been serving the community with appliance service and support for 85 years. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
We're back at the Portside Fieldhouse, tied at 19. Indians serving. Brenda and Christy on the call.
We got Bren serving for Fort Recovery, and that serve is good. Jay County could not return it.
Scored 5 in a row.
Well, let's see if...
Point for Fort Recovery. Yeah, we are now ahead, 20-19.
We got to 21st.
Yep, that's what Neil says. We'll see. It's too close, 19-20.
Yes, it is.
And Brent's serve is
just barely too wide.
Out of bounds.
Oh, that was gutsy to let that one drop.
Yep. Whew.
So now we're back to even, 20-20. Jay County's server number 5, Ella Rigby's back there to serve.
Have to break the serve.
And her serve is good. We picked it up, though.
See if Cameron tips it over. Jay County back to court recovery. Ranley to Greasy. And Greasy hits it in their back corner, and they can't handle it.
Yeah, they could not retrieve that hit. So
they got their hand on it, but it went backwards and hit about 20 feet up the wall.
Court recovery got that point. So now we got Caden Ranley back there serving. Court recovery is 21, Jay County 20. And her serve is good. Jay County did pick that up. Ooh. And they hit that down hard.
Yep.
So
we set that kind of up for them. Got it right where they could get a big swat on it.
Yeah. Jay County.
Sweeterman with a good hit.
Yeah. Yep. She is now in the back row serving.
Tied again.
And her serve is good. Court recovery did pick that up. Cameron for a hit, and it's too wide.
Just a little wide.
Point Jay County, 22 Jay County, 21 Fort Recovery.
I was hoping they might have touched that. I didn't see a touch, but I was hoping that they did. But now we're down one.
Haley Schwederman back to serve.
Have to break the serve.
Ooh, nice net serve. Fort Recovery picks it up. Greasy hits it. Back to Jay County. Out of bounds, Jay County.
Out of bounds, Jay County. That ball was on this side of that antenna. We got Hope Evers coming back in the lineup, and we got Cameron back to serve.
We need her knuckleball serve to drop it exactly the right place.
All right, Cameron's serve is good. Yep. They picked it up, though. And they just set Sweeterman in the back row. And
wow,
our set went over the net, and it landed on top of Jay County's head, so yep, they didn't pick it up.
That was, wow. She went up and completely whiffed it.
And that point for Fort Recovery is now 23-22. Fort Recovery's ahead
by one.
Cameron Mullenkamp's back to serve.
Get that knuckleball going.
And the serve is good, but they picked it up. We had
that'll
a little
open net.
Cameron picked
open
that one
net.
Up.
Haley takes it over.
And we had a Hope Evers
kill.
Hope Evers put that kill down there on the line. Got another point. 24-22. This is match point here.
We have outscored them 9-3.
Jay County's calling a timeout.
Yep.
We got 24 Fort Recovery, 22 Jay County.
And it'll be set point for the Indians when we come back. Back in just a minute.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
All right, we're back here. It's 24-22. Fort Recovery's ahead, and Fort Recovery's serving that ball. We got Cameron Mullenkamp back at the line, and the ref just told her to go ahead and serve.
That knuckleball serve she has just hasn't hit exactly right.
And the serve is good, but Jay County picked it up. And they hit it, and we blocked it.
Ooh.
And they just called Jay County
a double hit. And
so
that is set number one in the Indians.
25-22.
And the Indians outscored them 10-3, being down 19-15, and on the verge of letting them get to 20, and we just fought back and came back with a 25-22
was that total. Yep.
We'll
Recovery takes first set.
Back with set number two in just a little bit.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kaletractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Okay, we're starting our second set. We have Bryn Wellman, Candace Branley, Hope Evers, Easton, Greasy, and Molenkamp. And it looks like Garkey's going to be coming in as libero to switch out for... I'm not sure who she comes in for.
It's different each game, depending on the situation. So
Bryn, she's going in for Bryn. So we got Garkey out there.
Fort Recovery gets to start this serve.
I don't know how many times you've seen Cameron's serves, but she puts it about 10 feet in the air and puts a gigantic amount of spin. And if the timing is right, it'll come right at the receiver and drop straight to their feet.
That serve was good by Cameron.
Fort Recovery, couldn't handle that.
Yeah. We set it over for the right side, and Grizzy had just moved away from there. So
all right.
1-0, G County. Oh, there she's hiding back there.
Schwederman went up to serve there. Fort Recovery.
Another.
Miscommunication there.
Bad miscommunication. We haven't. These first two points haven't been stellar, we'll say.
2-0, Jay County.
Haley Schwederman served for Jay County, and that serve is good. Picked up by Hope Evers back over on Jay County's side. And they hit it out of bounds.
Yep.
Point Fort Recovery. That was a close one there.
I thought it was long, or I thought it was in bounds, but she called it long and we didn't touch it, so now we get to serve Kayla.
Kayla's had a good serve over, but Jay County picked it up and it's back over on Fort Recovery's side. Hope Evers goes up for a hit, and they couldn't get it. Point for Fort Recovery.
So now we got 2-2, tied game.
Yep, two of them hit it, but they couldn't get it under control by any stretch.
We got Kayla Garkey up for a serve here for Fort Recovery. And the serve is good. Picked up by Jay County, Schwederman. And a hit and a block by Fort Recovery. Jay County puts it back on Fort Recovery's side. And Bryn hits it down. But Jay County picked it up. But looks like they... almost lost it, but they got it back over on Fort Recovery's side. Hope Evers for another hit.
Wow.
Jay County couldn't pick that one up.
We're communicating now, aren't we?
Yeah.
No miscommunication there.
That was a better flow. Now we got Kayla back to serve.
Again.
And that serve is out.
A little bit wide.
So now it's 3-3 again. Tied up again.
Jay County's number 15 just came in, Emery fourth over. But Jay County's serving is Lydia Johnson. And her serve is good. Picked up by Fort Recovery. And
that is
Fort Recovery put that inbounds in the corner.
Very far corner. Just barely in on the side, just barely in on the back.
So point Fort Recovery.
Indians now lead 4-3.
Fort Recovery server is Haley Easton. And her serve is out of bounds.
Just a little bit long. Tied at four.
Point for Jay County there. We got Jay County substitution. Number three just came in, which is Bailey Gasper. She's going back to that serve line. And her serve is up, and it is good. Picked up by Fort Recovery, though. And Bryn hits that over. Jay County picked it up. Jay County tried to save that ball, but hit it out of bounds. So that is now Fort Recovery point. Fort Recovery substitution. Kenna Deuce is coming in for Hope Evers.
Schoenberg still says 4-4. I was
saying it should be 5-4.
We have 5, I'm sure.
There it is. Yep. We got a 5-4. Kenna Deuce just served and served way out of bounds back behind that line.
Yep, so now it's 5-5, back and forth.
Probably a good 5 feet out of bounds, but
Jay County server number 9, Brenna Schmeezy, is up for a serve. And her serve is good. Picked up by Fort Recovery.
They're going to take
alive.
It. Oh, man.
Jay County could not return that ball back over.
So Sweeterman had a chance for a gigantic hit and hit it into the net. So Indians.
6-5, Indians lead.
That's the last set we were trailing trying to catch up. Now we're ahead and they're trying to catch us. So let's pull away here.
Bryn's serve went up and good. Jay County picked it up though. And Jay County could not return that.
Yep, they got it too close to the net and they couldn't play it.
Point for recovery.
Yep, 7-5 Indians. Go Bryn. Get some more.
Bryn's going to serve that ball again. And the ball is up and it is good, but picked up by Jay County. And Haley Schwederman's going to roll that over. Picked up by Fort Recovery, and Cameron hits it, picked up by Jay County. Haley up for another hit, and we could not pick that up.
Pretty good try there by, I think that was Trinity?
Yep, that was Trinity, Rammel.
Yep, she got her hands on it, but couldn't get it under control.
Jay County's back to serve. Carly Trinidad, their libero, is serving.
7-6 Indians.
And the serve is out.
All right.
Go back, 7-7.
Service error gives us the ball back.
The up ref is looking at our line judge, wanting her to call that. We got our serve. Caden Ranley is serving, and the serve went right into the net.
So they did a service error. We did a service error. So it's back to a 1-point lead for the Indians.
Jay County server Ella Rigby is back at the line serving now. And the serve is up and good. Fort Recovery picks it up. Cameron up for the hit and
out of bounds.
I thought it was inbounds, but
Chelsea's right on the line. She was watching. So
Chelsea colleague is right there and it was 4 feet from her. So I'm going to trust her eyes more than mine. Tied at 8.
Cameron's up for another hit.
And nice dig.
Jay County dug it up and
in the net.
Blocked it.
Oh, do you think it went over?
No. Nope. Hit the net, went down on their side.
9-8 Indians.
Cameron's back to serve for Fort
Recovery. She needs to get this figured out, because when that knuckleball is going, it will drop right straight to the floor.
There we go.
We've seen it.
Yeah, that was a great serve.
The thing is, you never know when it's going to drop. Exactly how far over it's going to drop. They've been able to play it before it dropped. That time it wasn't close.
Cameron serves again.
They got that one.
And Fort Recovery's playing it. Hope Evers just goes up for a hit. They dug it up though.
Nice play.
Jay County puts it back over on Fort Recovery's side. We played it. We got another hit. Jay County's got it. We're digging it up. And a hit by Hope Evers.
Oh.
And
blocked,
and she's going to go again. Jay County.
Oh,
is
Jay
in
County
the
in the net.
Wow.
Jay County in the net. Yep.
Indians up 11-8.
Said Holly Schwederman got into the net or maybe under it, whichever. 11-8 Indians. Let's go.
Cameron's
keep
back
that thing rolling, Cameron.
And her serve is up and good. Jay County picked it up. And Haley missed that set up to hit.
Yep. She
falls on Jay County's
tried
side.
Tried to tip it over, and it just
looks like Jay
didn't
County's calling the timeout.
We got 12-8. Fort Recovery's ahead.
Yep. We'll be back after this Jay County timeout.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
We are back here finishing up that timeout, and they just blew the whistle for them teams to come back out there.
Yep.
Jay County's out on the court already. Fort Recovery is just finishing up, and they just got back out on the court.
We're about a third of the way, halfway through the set number two. Indians won the first set 25-22. And Cameron Mullenkamp back to serve again. They've been able to move up a little bit and get that serve before it drops, but we'll see how it
Cameron's
goes.
Serve is up and good. Jay County dug it up, and Haley Schwiederman
out of bounds.
Yep. Puts that out of bounds.
A little bit long, maybe about a foot too long.
So that puts Indians up 13-8.
5-point lead now. It's
Cameron's good. Up for a serve again.
Get a couple
again.
More.
And the serve is up, and the serve is good. It's picked up by Haley Schwiederman. And head over for recovery, picked it up, hoping
nice
to set up for the hit.
Oh, wow.
Nice set by Ramley, and Hope Evers takes it down.
Yes, she did.
Point for recovery.
Boom. And we are under control, even though Cameron's
back up
not getting those
again.
Ace serve, but it's... They're having trouble getting
and
it under control.
Her serve is good again. Jay County picked it up this time. And we have a
tip by Greasy.
And Jay County pushed it out of our back quarter. Cameron picked it up, and Hope Evers up for a hit.
Out of bounds.
Out of
yeah,
bounds.
Just a little bit wide.
Point for Jay County.
They finally broke the serve, but I think we scored 4 or 5 straight points there. And
I think we should have 15, but maybe I'm wrong. Did I miss one?
I'm not sure.
Okay, maybe
we got
not.
Jay County back serving. We got Haley Schwiederman serving. And her serve, hits the net, rolls over on four recovery side.
Hit the top of the net and paused there for a minute and fell on our side before we could get to it. 14-10. Indians ahead.
Haley serves out a ball again, and serve is good. Picked up by Fort Recovery. Hope Evers hits it. Picked up by Jay County. Jay County hits. We blocked
it. Lands on our side.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice block, but it didn't get back across the net.
So score, Fort Recovery 14, Jay County 11.
We need to
stop her.
Yeah, we need to get the serve back.
And out of bounds.
Way out of bounds on that one.
Yeah.
Fort Recovery needs to take this and run a little bit.
So it's a good 6 feet too long. So now it's 15-11, still up 4.
We got Kayla Garkey back at the serve line.
Let's have her go back and get about 4 or 5 points.
Her serve is up, and it's good, but picked up by Jay County. Jay County hits, and we are called in the net.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Me either, but.
He's calling Brynn in the net there, number 9, he said.
Okay.
So point Jay County.
Yep, darn.
Jay County's back serving. Lydia Johnson is up for the serve, and her serve is good, but picked up by Fort Recovery. Brynn rolls that shot over, and they call Jay County in the net.
Yep,
no, it bobbled it, I think.
So there was a lift.
Oh, and a lift.
Yep. So Indians now up 4 again, 16-12.
Substitution for Fort Recovery. We got Madeline Hardwick going in to serve.
She's only
she's a pretty good server.
Yes, she's come in almost every game to serve at very important points.
That serve was good by her, and Jay County picked it up, but
we
blocked it, and I'm not sure what they're
calling.
They said they tipped it?
Yeah, they didn't tip it. It bounced off her head.
Oh.
So it should be our point, but.
No, I don't think
the original call was the point for them.
No, I think they're discussing it.
It hit one of their players and went toward the scorer's table. That's the only way it could have taken a right or a left turn there.
Okay, they're saying Jay County ball.
Yep.
Jay County point.
Yep.
That's incorrect, but that's not the first time that'll happen.
All right, 13, Jay County, 16, Fort Recovery. Jay County serves the ball number three, which is Bailey Gasper. That serve was good. Yep. And back over on Jay County's side. Fort Recovery picks it up, and Hope Evers goes up for a hit, and it's down. Another point for Recovery.
Yep, they got their hand on it, but couldn't get it under control.
Makes it 17-13, Indians.
Here comes Kayla Deuce. She's had some major service runs over her 3 or 4 year
all right, Kenna,
serving career.
Kenna Deuce is back at the serve line for Fort Recovery. And that serve is up, and it is good. Picked up by Jay County, though. And they didn't get it over.
They yep. couldn't do anything with it, so
yep.
our ball.
Fort Recovery point.
18-13, Indians.
Kenna Deuce back serving again. And that ball goes up, and the serve is not good in the net.
Yep, hit the ribbon, but stayed on our side. Indians lead down to 4.
Sub on Jay County's side. Jay County's bringing in number 26, Kennedy Lyons, and she's back to serve. And her serve is up, and it is good. Picked up by Fort Recovery. And Bryn hits that ball over. Jay County picks it up. Fort Recovery sets it up to Cameron.
Oh, nice hit by Cameron.
Yep.
Nice set by Ranley.
Beautiful set by Ranley.
Yep. Cameron. She's a good setter.
Cameron hits that down.
Yes.
Point Fort Recovery.
We're close to being the first ones to 20, but they were close last set. So.
We got Bryn Willman back at the line to serve. Her serve is up, and it is
out of bounds. That's what happens.
Yep.
Point for Jay County there.
So this is the same point
yep.
that we had last game, except they were 19, we were 15. We cannot let them outscore us.
Carly Trinidad's back serving for Jay County, and her serve is good. Fort Recovery did pick that up, though.
Wow. Nice block.
Gritty.
We had a hit, but that
hits one into their blockers, and it's instantly right back down at our feet. At our feet. So 19-16, we're only up 3 now.
Carly Trinidad's back up for serving, and the serve is good for Jay County. Fort Recovery picked it up. Cameron goes up for a hit, and it's back in the back corner. Good hit in that back corner. Point for Fort Recovery.
Yep. Over their blockers and down right in front of Ms. Colleague, our former volleyball coach.
So 20-16, Indians lead.
Kaden Ranley just goes up for the serve, and her serve is good. Picked up by Jay County, and they roll it over, and we pick it up, and we got a hit over. They tipped it, couldn't pick up their tip.
Miscommunication in their back row, and two girls went between them. So here we go, 21-16. Let's finish it out here, Kaden.
Kaden is back serving, and her ball is up, and that serve is good.
Out of bounds.
We got too excited there.
So they dug it out and came to our side, and we had a couple of hits, but we hit it out of bounds. So 21-17.
Sub on Jay County side, number 20 comes in. Emmalyn Holman, but serving is number 5, Ella Rigby, and her serve was good. Cameron goes up for a hit.
They picked it up back over.
Yeah. And we got another hit and block.
Back to us.
And up for Cameron for hitting. And back on that line.
Man, she is painting those corners.
Yeah.
Wow.
We got a substitution for Fort Recovery. Hope Evers is coming back in.
Here comes Cameron. Let's see if she can get that deadly serve to drop at the right time.
22-17. Cameron's serve is up and good.
They dig it.
And out. Sweeterman pushes that ball to our back, but a little bit wide.
Out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
23-17 Indians. Cameron's still serving.
Even when she doesn't get that ace serve, there's so much spin, it's hard for them to get control of that.
Cameron's serve is good. They pick it up. And Jay County hits, and we
tip it.
Yep.
But lands on our side. Point for Jay County there, Christy.
Yep, they have 18. We have 23.
We got Haley Sweeterman back there serving now.
Indians won the first set, 25-22. This one looks like it's going to be another battle.
Haley Sweeterman. Serve is
net in, drops on our side.
Yep, hit the ribbon and just barely fell over on our side, and we could not get to it. 23-19, Indians lead down to four.
Haley goes up for another serve, and her serve is out. Point for Fort Recovery.
Yep, let it go, and it was just a little bit wide.
We got 24-19. This is match point on this one, too.
Set point.
Set point.
Yep. And it's going to be a
timeout.
Jay County timeout. So we'll take a little timeout with them after we hear from Cooper Farm.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Ready? We are back. Timeout is over. Our players are back on the court, and we got Kayla Garkey back there for Fort Recovery to serve. Hopefully she can get an ace here and end a set.
Set point. Our football players in the corner are going crazy.
First serve is up and good, but they picked it up. And they hit it over, and we dug it back up. So we're going to set up Hope Evers. She hit it, but it was blocked.
We picked
it back up. Bryn hits it. They picked it up. Jay County passes it over. Cameron picks it up. And we got now Hope Evers hit, and it falls on Jay County side.
Granley with another great set. Hope Evers with the kill. Down on the Patriots side. Indians win set number two, 25-19. That was a pretty good one, girls. The Indians kind of, it was back and forth early, but they took control about a third, two-thirds of the way through, halfway through, and got up by five and six and seven. So they got it down to three a little bit ago, but Indians fought back and powered their way through. We'll be back with set number three, and we hope that's the final set after just a couple of minutes.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
All right, we're back, and our players are on the court. I'm going to let Christy do the starting lineups for you.
Okay, on the Jay County side, we have number 12, number 20, number 9, 4, 5, and 1's back to serve, the Sweeterman. And on the Fort Recovery side, we have Greasy, Easton, Mohnkamp, Deuce, Garkey, and Ranley.
Jay County's going to start this set with serving, and Haley's serve is up. And her serve is good, but we picked it up, and Cameron goes up for the hit.
And
it's good. Back in that back line corner.
Through their blockers.
Point for Fort Recovery. And now Hope Evers is coming in the lineup, and Cameron's going back to serve.
Man, I want to see about five of those nose dives. They always do, but they've been getting to them before they've had a chance to dive. Barely got that one.
Cameron's serve was good, but they picked it up over on our side. And we
tried to get it to the net, and it went just to their side, and they slammed it down for us. So, 1-1.
Point Jay County for that one. They have Lydia Johnson back there serving for them. And her serve is up, and it's good, and we picked it up. And Hope Evers
trying to save it over, and she did.
Jay County puts it over. We picked it up. Passed up.
Easton with a good hit down. They couldn't get it.
Yeah, point for us.
So it's 2-1 Indians.
And we have Kayla Garkey back waiting for the ball. She's going to serve that for us. Kayla's ball is going to go up, and that serve is good, but picked up by Jay County. And Jay County puts it back over on our side. Fort Recovery sets up Bryn, and
they tip
that. So
nice back set by Ranley. Bryn comes to this right side and just pounds it to the back
point
row.
Point for Fort Recovery.
She barely had time to get her hands up to keep from getting hit in the face. But it did protect her face, but it shot over her head and back to the wall.
We got Fort Recovery serving again. Taylor Garkey's back there to serve. Her serve is up, and it's good, but picked up in that pass one up in the rafters, but they played it.
Big hit, and it just barely hits inside the line.
Jay County hits it in our back corner and gives them a point.
So it's 3-2 Indians. Oh, Jay County serving now.
Kennedy Lyons is serving for Jay County, and her serve is good. Picked up by Fort Recovery.
In the net.
We couldn't get it back over.
Yep. Got it kind of set up for Kayla Garkey, but she didn't hit it very well from the back row and goes into the net. Tied at 3.
Jay County's back serving again. Kennedy Lyons is going to serve it again, and her serve is up, and it's good, but we picked it up. Nailed it down.
Good set again by...
Yeah, Ranley just Ranley, put it
yeah,
exactly
like, yep.
where...
Where Bryn wanted it.
I would say they could have planned for an hour and a half and couldn't put it in a better place.
Madeline Hardwick just came in to serve for us. She's back at that serve line. And her serve is up and good. Jay County picked it up. And they set up.
Oh.
Wow.
They set up Haley in that back row. And
big
she
hit.
Had a nice hit toward
that
Fort
was
Recovery.
Hallie Schwederman. But man, that was a monster hit.
Jay County serving. It's tied 4-4. Jay County's Brenna Schmiesing is back there serving. And her serve is up, and it is good, but we picked it up. Bryn goes up for a hit.
Yeah.
And good. Jay
nice
County
shot.
Put their hands on it.
Through their blockers and down.
Subs for Jay County and Fort Recovery.
So Indians retake the lead 5-4.
Kenna Deuce is back serving now. She is a senior. Kenna's serve is up, and it's good. They picked it up. And
Cameron.
Set Cameron up. She hit it back over, and they couldn't pick that up.
They had 3 girls around it, and they all stepped away and let it drop to the floor.
A little bit of lack of communication over there.
Kenna just dinked that over instead of a rocket shot like she usually does, and they barely were able to get to it before it hit the floor. But
Kenna's serve again, and her serve is
it again.
Good. And they set them up. We blocked it. We picked our own block up, and we now
Kenna's hitting it from the back row. And Lederman hits it out of bounds.
Puts it way to the, not way, but off to the left side, out of bounds.
Indians 7, Jay County 4.
Three straight points for the Indians.
Kenna Deuce is going to serve that again here for us. Her serve is up, and it is good, but they just shake that ball off.
Yep, played from the back row, and it goes backwards. Here we go.
Play it.
This can be where we separate ourselves and take control. And
Kenna's going to serve again.
Maybe we can cruise to three-set victory here.
Kenna's serve is up, and it's a good. Picked up by Jay County this time. Haley Schwederman goes up for a hit.
Just a little bit too long.
Just a little bit too long. 9-4, Indians.
Five straight points for the Indians.
Jay County's going to call timeout.
Timeout. Alrighty. Well, we'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
We're back here in timeout. The girls are back on the court, and Fort Recovery is serving that ball. We got Kenna Deuce back at the line. Fort Recovery is 9, Jay County is 4. Kenna's serve is up, and it is
another
good. Barely
short,
over that net. Yeah.
It blocked the Sweeterman.
Edge. They picked it up, pushed it back over, but set up for Cameron.
Cameron
nails it down.
Down in front of the back row.
Lands those, right in front of her.
Those last three serves have been just dinking it over the net. That one barely made it over. The little bloop shots, and they're not having very good luck getting it under control. See what this one does.
Kenna's serve is over and good. Jay County picks it up. And they hit it over. We pick it up. And Cameron goes up to hit. Over and good, but they picked it up. And
they hit it out.
They hit it from the back row, across court, and out of bounds on the side.
Point for Fort Recovery. We're now at 11-4.
Seven straight points for the Indians.
Kenna Deuce is still serving back there.
Yep.
Her serve is up, and it is good. Picked up by Jay County. And they put it over, and
we couldn't pick
that up.
They just dinked it over, and that kind of messed us up a little bit. Our timing was off, and so they finally break Kenna's serve. She got 6 service points out of that, 11-5 Indians.
Jay County's Carly Trinidad is serving, and her serve is up and good. We picked it up. And
battle at the net. Jay County wins that one.
Point for Jay County there. Number 4, Carly Trinidad is going to serve again for Jay County. And her serve is up, and it is good. Picked up by Fort Recovery. We're going to set up Cameron, and Cameron hits it down.
Another great
shot. On their
shot.
Side, that's a good one. Point for Fort Recovery.
Oh, makes it 12-6. Indians lead.
We got Bryn Wilman going back to the serve line. And she's going to serve that ball here in a second. That ball is up, and it is good. Jay County picked it up and returned it.
Oh, Bradley, battle at the net.
We picked it up. We're going to push it in the back corner. But they picked that up, and they're going to play it. And that didn't look like it over to me, but he caught it over.
He did.
Oh. Fort Recovery couldn't get that back up.
Had a battle at the net, had a kill and a block, had a dig from playing from out of bounds. There was a lot of things going on in that volley.
Jay County's Ella Rigby's back to serve now. Score is Fort Recovery 12, Jay County 7.
The official is at the scores table trying to make sure that the rotation is right on Jay County,
they're checking
I believe.
They're checking that lineup again.
And that's what I always say it is, whether that's what they're really doing there.
Yep.
They're figuring something out.
They're checking that lineup. They're
making sure their rotation is correct.
They're making sure they got the right people in the right spot over there. If not, that would be a lineup error and would be a Jay County losing point.
Yep.
And they're still debating that down there.
The coach isn't over disputing anything, so I don't know. Maybe he's just going to make sure they're in the right place without losing a point. But we're still, I think this is a father-son duo with the officials. The down official is, he's officiated a bunch of our basketball games. He's calling the up official over. And there he's going to come over and they're going to sort it out. And it's, I believe this is his dad. They are, the up official has been around a long time. So he'll sort stuff out. And I have a feeling without their coach over there, there isn't any point penalty going to happen here. But they just have to make sure that everybody's in the right place. And the up official says, looks like everything's good. They're going to substitute in number 20, Emmalyn Homan, for Brenda Schmiesing. I don't know if that's by order of the officials, but that's what happened, and it's okay with everybody. So it's 12-7, just like it was about 20 minutes ago when they started sorting it out.
Oh, no.
So it looks like, they just rolled the ball over to us.
I'm not sure
what. But no points went anywhere.
They're discussing things again here.
Oh, they were out of rotation. He's saying they were out of rotation. So we get the ball the point?
I don't see a point going up, but I don't know exactly how that goes. But we get the serve. So did we actually break
the point?
Yeah,
we got the point.
Yep, so it's 13-7.
And we are serving. Caden Ranley's back at that serve line now.
And he's good for at least three.
Out of bounds.
Oh, man, too long. Ah.
Neil, you jinxed them.
Yep. I don't think they heard me.
Well, point goes back to Jay County on that one. And we got Haley Schwederman back there for Jay County serving.
So we're just one more point along for each team. Indians up five.
And her
still.
Serve is in the net.
Wow.
In the net. So point for Fort Recovery. And we got Cameron Mullenkamp going back there to serve.
14-8 Indians.
Well, we've had 3 points go onto the board and nobody touched the volleyball.
Cameron serve is up and good, and Jay County could not pick that up.
They could not.
They did get her hand on it, but it was diving and that spin on it took it to the floor.
Oh, Jay County's going to call timeout.
Yep. Let's take a timeout with them. It is 15-8, set number 3. And the Indians have won the first two. So Indians leading here by 7 points, about halfway through the third set. Back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
All right, we're back here after the timeout. Teams are back on the court. We got Fort Recovery serving the ball. We got Cameron Mullenkamp back there. Cameron's ball is up, and it is good. Jay County picked it up, though, and they just set up, and they hit it right at the back end line down on Fort Recovery's side, so that is the point for Jay County.
That was a very nice hit by the Jay County Patriots. Just barely kept it in bounds. And they still lead by 6.
Lydia Johnson's back at their serve line, and her serve is up and good. We picked it up, though.
Nice hit by Greasy.
Yep.
Had a good hit there by Alexis Greasy on
set her up in the middle and pounded it down on those sides.
So it's now 16-9.
Well, Caleb, let's see. We only need nine.
Caleb Garkey's back there to serve
she
now.
She can get nine straight points.
Kayla's serve is good, but Jay County picked it up, and they tipped it over, but we touched it and pushed it out of bounds.
Our blockers blocked it, but it went a little to our left and out of bounds on their side.
Substitution for Jay County, and they got number three, Bailey Gasper, going back to serve for them. They are down 10-16. And her serve is up, and it is good, but picked up by Cameron Mullenkamp and set up for Hope Evers. And Hope got a hit. They blocked it, but that block went out of bounds. So that is point for Fort Recovery.
Makes it 17-10.
Going to be Madeline Hardwick, I believe.
Madeline Hardwick is back to Fort Recovery to serve. And her serve is up and good, but they picked it up, and they're going to play that. They're going to give us an easy shot over. We picked it up, and Hope Evers is up for the hit.
Oh, out of bounds.
Just a little wide. Tried to pink that line. We've been pretty successful at that all three sets. But that time we just a little bit too wide.
Jay County's got the ball to serve, and their number nine is back there serving, Brenna Schmusing. And her serve is up and good, but we picked it up. And a setup to Hope Evers, and
she tried to tip it over and didn't make it.
Just hit the ribbon on the net and came back to us. So.
Jay County 12, Indians 17.
Lead down to 5. We need to break this serve.
Brenna Schmusing is going to serve again for Jay County. Her serve is up and good, but we picked it up. And we're going to
have a hit from the back row, Easton.
Oh, nice dig at the net.
Hope Evers was set up and hit, but they picked it up. Cameron just dug that hit up from the Schwederman. Hope Evers pushed that in the back corner, but they picked it up. Another easy ball back over for Fort Recovery. We picked it up. Bryn Woolman rolls that shot over.
Oh, man.
And lands.
She went up as if she was going to slam it. And
it rolled that over.
And just popped it over the blockers and down. Diana Rammel and Susie Fortkamp called that campfire. It was right in the middle of everybody.
Fort
right
Covey's
everybody's sitting around looking at it.
Fort Covey's got the serve.
18-12.
Kenna Deuce is up for serving, and her serve is good, but they picked it up. And they put it back on our side, and we couldn't get it back.
Wow, they struggled to get it under control, and then they had a nice shot over, and we didn't play it well, did we?
No, we did not.
Jay County's back to serve. They're
13-18.
Their libero's back there serving, Carly Trinidad. Her serve is up and good, but we picked that up. And a set up to Cameron Mullenkamp, and she hits it. They picked it up, but
nice save, and out of bounds.
They were able to play it off the net and set it up for the middle, and she hit it about 10 feet too long.
So,
and about 5 feet too wide.
For recovery's point.
It was a nice recovery. But
we got
didn't play it right.
Bryn Woolman back at the line to serve, and she's going to serve that. Serve is good.
Back set, Schwederman.
We picked that up. And set up to Cameron, and Cameron hits it. They picked it up. And an easy shot back over to us. We picked it up, and Jay County's got the ball. They pass it over to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery sets it and puts it over. Jay County picked that up. Another Jay County has the ball. They're setting up a hitter. We got our fingers on that block.
Nice set.
Cameron.
Nice set.
Yeah.
Nice set by Cameron. Nice set by Ranley.
Indians
4,
20, that was a lot of volley there.
They finally got a great setup for Cameron. 20-13.
Yeah, and we got Bryn Woolman back there serving.
And we're the
ball.
First team to 20.
Bryn's serve is up and good, but they picked it up, and nobody would get that second ball.
Wow.
So point for Fort Recovery.
They didn't handle
21-13.
They didn't handle it really well. They didn't get it under control, but there were two girls that had a chance to get a hand on that, and they both watched it drop to the floor. This is probably the beginning of the end.
We got Oh, Bryn served just a little bit too long there.
And maybe a little too wide, but definitely out of bounds.
Substitution for Jay County.
Indians up seven, but it's late, 21-14.
Number five, Ella Rigby's back to serve for Jay County. And she's going to put the ball up, and her serve is good, but Fort Recovery picked it up. Cameron goes up for a hit. They pick that hit up. And
Nice hit. But nobody went after it.
Fort Recovery didn't get that second ball.
Looking. They were all looking.
There's plenty of time because it went probably 20 feet in the air, not up to the rafters, but close.
Jay County's got that point, and they are serving again. Serve was good. Fort Recovery picked up, and they put it on a second
Randley
ball.
Randley puts it over on the...
They called her for a double.
Yeah, they called for a double.
She might have, or a carry.
A carry, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. She put it over on the second hit. She pushed it, I think. I think that's a legitimate call. Sometimes she gets away with it, but...
Ella Rigby's going to serve again for Jay County, which was good. Set up, and we got a hit by Fort Recoveries, and they can't get it.
Yep. Got their hand on it, but went backwards. Two girls chased it, but they didn't have a chance to come up with it. So
that hit was by Alexis Greasy, I believe.
Yep. 22-16.
We got Caden Ranley back at the serve line. Her serve is up, and it is good, but Jay County picked that up. And they
three balled over.
Set up Cameron hits. They got a hold of that block, but they picked it up. Schwederman
nice
hits, but we picked it up, put it back over on their side on the first ball. Schwederman hits again.
Oh, great.
Nice save. Nice save by Garkey.
Set up for Cameron, hits it.
Oh, a lot going
Jay
on.
County in the net.
Whoa.
They just put Haley in the net there.
That ball was past Kayla Garkey. She stuck her hand out and put it back toward the net where we could play it. Man, that was awesome. 23-16.
We got Caden Ranley back at the serve line again, and her serve is up and good, picked up by Jay County. They are up for a hit. We picked it up. Set up for Greasy. She hits it. They block
right into
back
the block.
Yep, and back down on our side. 23-17.
Point for Jay County. They have Haley Schwederman back there. She needs to tie her shoe. She's ready to roll now. She's got the
football players are getting the cheering going.
The serve is up and good. We picked it up. And Greasy goes up for a hit. They picked it up. And we blocked the plate out of the net. Cameron goes up, rolls it over.
They can't do it.
Man.
They couldn't pick that up.
Another nice hit.
We got a sub for Fort Recovery. Hope Evers is coming back in. And Cameron's back at that serve line again.
24-17.
This is match point. You need to lead 2-0, leading 24-17 here in set number
Cameron's
three.
Cameron's serve is up, and the serve is good. And they did pick that up. And they're going up to hit. We have a touch on that block. Setting up Hope Evers. She hits. They pick it up. Jay County goes up to hit, and we block it down on Jay County's side. 25-17. Fort Recovery takes that third.
Wow.
And final, one and three.
This was a battle, but I am really glad we prevailed in three sets. I didn't want to play another set. We'll be back to wrap everything up in just a little bit. We'll be back with Christy and Brenda. Back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting Tribe Football and Volleyball on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Roll Tribe!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spankburgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
All right, we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Just finished up the Fort Recovery Jay County volleyball match. First set was 25-22 Fort Recovery, 25-19 Fort Recovery, and that third set was 25-17 to Fort Recovery.
Yeah, and that first set, you know, we were down 19 to 15.
I think so.
Might have been, but and we ended up outscoring them 10-3, I believe. And ended up at 22, so we outscored them 10-3, and they had been kind of dominating. At least they were playing better than we were that whole first set, and then we kind of caught fire there, and then kind of went the rest of the way, not exactly dominating, but playing better than the Patriots. So
volleyball is going to have another game here on Thursday night at home in this Fortside Fieldhouse, and they are going to be hosting Coldwater Cavaliers. And then on Friday, our football is going to host Coldwater home with a pregame show starting at 6:40. And our volleyball team is going to be back in action on Saturday again with a volleyball invitational at Lehman Catholic with the first match starting at 9 a.m.
Yep. So JV won theirs in two sets.
Their scores was 25-14 and 25-19. So JV took those two, and then our varsity took the three. So
yeah, it looked like if we were going to win, it looked like we were going to have to go four sets because we were down, not doing well for most of the first set. And then right at the end, just when it was probably just a point or two short of too late, we came back and did what we were supposed to do. So it was a good one. How did you girls enjoy doing? Did you girls like doing this? You seem to be.
It was our first time.
Not too bad.
I think you did very well. So anybody that if you're listening out there and see these young ladies out and about. Give them $100 tip and thank them and tell them how good a job they did. So anything else you want to throw in there?
I think we're good. We'll see everybody on Thursday night. Come watch the girls here at home.
It's against Coldwater. They're always tough. We have to get out there and get them. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Brenda Wendell and Christy Toby for announcing. Thanks to our sponsors. Thank everybody for listening. See you on Thursday.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!